this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Fauci, will he pay the consequences? He was on Capitol Hill testifying. We have all of the latest and breaking updates on that. Additionally, breaking updates on President Trump's case in Georgia with Fannie Willis. We're going to get into that. And very strange phenomenons occurring in the elections to our south. What is going on in Mexico right now? And is it the future of U.S. elections? I want to welcome everybody into this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show today. And I need you to help me get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. It's the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big show for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too, and let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Tuesday, June 4th, and I'm joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game, and it must be a special day today. He wore a collar for the occasion. That is what we call Frankie in black tie. Producer Frankie, how we doing?
I'm ready to rock today, Mike. That's what this means. I'm ready to rock. Good to be here.
That's what it means. That's what it means. Or that he's playing golf after the show because it's a beautiful sunny day. Could be one of the two. Today's also election day. If you are a New Jersey voter, and I think in probably some other states too, today is election day, so it's a big day. So if you're in New Jersey, okay, I urge everybody to go vote for President Trump's endorsed candidate, Christine Serrano Glassner, for U.S. Senate. Obviously, President Trump on the ballot, and yours truly on the ballot statewide in New Jersey as an at-get to the RNC as part of President Trump's campaign. So Mike Crispy on the ballot, going to get elected as a delegate. It's a great day. And we have a lot to talk about because the Democrats right now, I think, are feeling the effect of this being their last chance. The last chance for them to, quote unquote, get Trump. The last chance for them to do things that fly in the face of normal and get away with it before the public wakes up and says enough is enough. They're trying these methods time and time again, and time and time again, it continues month after month after month not to work. But it doesn't mean they're not going to continue doubling down on what they're doing. Just listen to Maxine Waters repeating her very low IQ rhetoric. By the way, remember when Maxine Waters, when Trump would say low IQ and they said, oh, that's racist. No. Really, just like low IQ. Roll, Frankie.
I am going to spend some time with the criminal justice system, with the justice system, asking them, tell us what's going on with the domestic terrorists. Are they preparing a civil war against us? Should we be concerned about our safety? What is he doing with this divisive language? It is dangerous. And
Okay, Maxine. So they basically have the dumbest of the lowest common denominator say the dumbest rhetoric that they want to spew out into the hellscape, okay? The Civil War planning is underway. Yeah, like you're planning your next backyard barbecue. Oh, the Civil War planning is underway. You know, it's like, what a psychopath, Frankie.
Is this the same woman who wanted an evil, violent mob to attack Kavanaugh for absolutely no reason? Is this the same woman? I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the only direct calls to explicit and directly correlated violence was her talking about President Trump. Now, when it comes to fermenting violence, I think the Democrat Party is fermenting violence. And you know why they're doing that? Because they are continuing to say things and stoke the flames in this country of tension and division. President Trump has always said it, and it's so true. We would have a much less divided country, okay, in this nation, if people didn't go on television and spew rhetoric designed to enrich themselves, designed to carry out an agenda, designed to do something beyond what they're saying. MSNBC is a prime example of that. They hire Jen Psaki, who is the White House press secretary propagandist, and they have James Comey on like he's a legitimate, impartial journalist, okay? And that he's like this like commentator on the matter, expert, if you will. But these people have TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. They package it up and pass it off as journalism, and then they say garbage like this. This garbage of creating this narrative that President Trump is going to go to jail. They're creating a fantasy situation and trying so hard to make it a reality. So when it doesn't happen, because there's absolutely no predicate on this green earth that it should happen, okay, remember Hillary Clinton for legal expenses misclassified on a FEC filing? She had an $8,000 fine, but they want 4 years in Rikers Island for Trump. So when Trump doesn't get a prison sentence, okay, then they can go, oh, look, it's actually in President Trump's favor. This is third world autocratic projection happening in real time. And when we talk about deep state and they dismiss the deep state as a conspiracy theory, this is the former FBI director talking like this, not some crackpot left-wing podcaster. This is the former FBI director. Roll this, Frankie.
That there are a range of factors that would make it difficult to put a former, there's not, the system has not been tested in this way. Do you agree with that, that it would be difficult or nearly impossible for the law enforcement institutions to put him in actual jail?
No, they would just put him in a double wide somewhere out near the fence, out in the grass. And he would eat there, he'd shower there, he'd exercise there, he'd be away, as Donya Perry said, from general population. But it's obviously doable.
Dream on, Comey! The only person going to jail is you, okay? Dream on, okay? We're going to do some Aerosmith this morning. This is what these people are talking about. Again, not a crackpot left-wing pundit. That guy literally was the director of the FBI. And so funny, Frankie. Remember when they said, oh, Comey's a Republican. Comey's a Republican. Remember that? Yeah. Yeah, you go. That's your TDS Republicans right there. That actually goes to show you how deep the Uniparty ran before President Trump came in and took over the Republican Party and broke up what was really just an illusion of choice. Republican versus Democrat, doing things versus not, your agenda versus their agenda. He truly overtook the party and turned the Republican Party and the Trump movement into like deep state and the everyday working men and women of America versus a bureaucratic Washington, D.C. institution. That clip right there shows it and encapsulates it as much as anything. Yes, Frank.
Yeah. And, you know, it's almost like I almost don't blame this guy for saying this nonsense because let me just put myself in his shoes. Every night when he's going to sleep, he's probably thinking about these polls, how much he's going up. Like none of these people that are taking Trump down, like they did not expect this, you know, 3 years later for him to be revived. Like they're like, oh, crap, he might actually be back and he might be coming for us. And now they're scared. So obvious.
So Frankie makes a great point. What you see on TV is not a delivering of the news. What you see is them literally going on for their own self-preservation to protect their own hide, to try to put their thumb in the scale and influence the election because it will spell a very bad solution and outcome for them when Trump wins and holds criminals like Comey accountable. Now, this is the modern day FBI, okay? This is the institution they said is beyond reproach, okay? This is them taking, you know, the very serious matters of the country, okay, in a very impartial way, in a very mission-centered way, okay, into their own hands. Roll, Frankie. Okay, all right. We have the FBI using taxpayer resources to march in a gay pride parade. This is great. This is amazing. Okay, you see it happening all over the country. Actually, in my home county of Ocean County, New Jersey, you saw the sheriff's office change the badge on the Facebook page to like some pride logo and some graphic designer, you know, probably charged, you know, the county, you know, $2,000 to like, you know, redo a graphic design when, you know, if
way more than that,
wasn't
Mike.
Incredibly based, if he was the opposite, he could have done it in 2 seconds on like ChatGPT. But it's such a farce. It's such a scam. And the FBI obviously marching in the pride parade and Comey, the former FBI director who's supposed to like take himself in the, you know, in the office seriously, saying these ridiculous, dark, twisted fantasies about President Trump going into jail. I'm telling you guys, this is a regime that is spiraling in real time. And President Trump has broken these people in such a way where they cannot even pretend to be serious anymore. They can't. And as Frankie said a couple minutes ago, the reason is because they know and everybody knows that victory for us is imminent right now. You want to talk about how imminent victory is? Let me tell you guys something. President Trump, obviously, when it came to that documents case in Florida, had a massive victory that we reported on this show. Judge Cannon suspended the case indefinitely and then put Jack Smith on the offensive because Jack Smith obviously engaged in selective persecution. And then Judge Cannon said, you have to prove this, this, and this. Smith doesn't know what to do. He asked for a gag order. He's getting slapped around like the third world psychopath that he is. And it's a good thing. It's a win for Trump. That is now pushed off till after the election. You can't interfere in the case with that. Boom, victory. Now it looks like President Trump is about to experience another legal victory, this time in the case of Georgia. This is breaking. Fani Willis will face a hearing on removal from the Georgia Trump case in October. So what this essentially means is that the actual case will be punted out until after the election. Because Fani Willis, okay, obviously he's at the center of all this. Remember where there was that case with the judge and the judge was hearing it. And the judge said that Fani Willis could stay on, but the judge had to get rid of, the judge said that Fani had to get rid of Nathan Wade. Okay, so Nathan Wade left, but Fani stayed on. And then there was an appeal. And it looks like the system is holding up in a sense because the appeal was granted. And now there's a new hearing, which is scheduled for October, for Fani Willis to make her case of why she's unbiased. Obviously, we know she is. And the timing of this is perfect. The timing of this is great. It means that it will be punted out until after the election. And all of these cases are about one thing, and that's interfering in the 2024 election. So it is a victory for President Trump. Now you know why they're so depraved with this case with New York, with Alvin Bragg, with the corrupt judge. It's the perfect storm for them because it's not about the rule of law. It's about get Trump on any means, any way, you know, have something stick to hold him up so they could have the convicted felon badge. Remember, I told you when they arrested him four times in a row, okay, an unprecedented third world style behavior. I said the reason they're doing this is because they just need something that sticks. And these people know that the system still has some integrity left in it, and not everything is going to stick, okay? It's not all totally rigged. The Florida documents case, boom, that's not sticking. The Georgia case, boom, that's not sticking. Now, there's the D.C. case, which actually can be crumbling down in its own right because it's right now the presidential immunity topic is being argued in the courts down there in D.C. So that case can be tossed too. So now you know why they're so depraved in every single avenue, especially with this ridiculous thing with the FEC classification and the hush money. They basically took this Mickey Mouse thing because they knew it would be easy because they could rig it so easily in New York that they would make it stick. They need something to stick. That's why they went all in on all four things. That's why they did this case. That's why they put their eggs in four different baskets. And it also proves, in essence, that that's why it is all politically motivated lawfare. It's unbelievable. Now, the victory feels imminent, okay? We got to have some positive moments here because we are reading the tea leaves and it feels good. Here is the latest from Volodymyr Zelensky. You know that Trump's winning when Zelensky isn't using all his, you know, time that he's not hopped up on the cocaina, okay, to beg for money, when he's using it to plea with Trump for like a foreshadowing of what he'll need to do after he wins. Like Trump's going to listen to some gerbil lookalike crackhead, okay, who's guilty of really leading his own people to slaughter, one, and two, laundering hundreds of millions and billions of dollars in which he should face a crime. But he won't because he is a tool, he is a puppet, he is a prop of the globalists and the New World Order. You know, it's funny, I actually, sidebar here, I have a friend in New York City and she's Ukrainian, she's from Ukraine. And I remember at the beginning of this whole thing, she was like, she liked Zelensky, and I was like, it's a scam. He's a scam.
I remember you telling her that.
And I said this to her, and she was pissed off at me about it, okay? And so she reached out to me the other day, and she said, you know what? You were so right. Because if anybody cares about the people of Ukraine, Zelensky is the worst of the worst because he is sending out all innocent Ukrainians to the front lines to go get put into a meat grinder and slaughtered. No weapons, no aid, no nothing. Go to the front lines or we arrest you. That's what he's saying to the people. and they go to the front lines and they get killed instantly. And she actually knew several specific examples, actually in a very sad way, examples of people who were in like United States of America or Ukrainian who were tricked into it. They went to Ukraine to like go fight, like they're like, I'm gonna go fight for Ukraine. They got there, they realized it was a scam. They couldn't leave, because once you're there, you can't leave. They get sent to the front lines, and literally she knew people by name who died, who were killed. Okay, so like, don't tell me that you don't stand with the Ukrainian people. And let me tell you something. If you're a pro-Ukraine person, oh, I just care, you know, about the innocent people. No, you're either in on it or you're blanking stupid, and therefore you should never be anywhere near government making decisions because you're too stupid to see through a facade that we saw in 2022. So it's a win-win for us, and you just take the L, go home. Your stupidity or your malfeasance and your depravity has led to hundreds of thousands of deaths of innocent Ukrainians who now understand how bad it is. Yes, Frank.
You know, I didn't tell you this, Mike, but you know, me and my plane analysis, all these pilots now are coming out, and basically all of these, you know, the pilots that are going from Europe and, you know, these long-haul flights with passengers, when they go over Ukraine or even close to Ukraine, they're having issues because they're like jamming all the radars. So these planes are losing GPS signal for hours at a time. And the pilots are like, listen, it's clearly, you know, military equipment that's doing it, because like the pilots will be flying and their clocks will go backwards. The clock will change to a different day. The whole plane will think it's in a different country. It completely gets confused, and like they have to like work out how to fix their systems, because basically these laser-guided jammers, they'll like, if it's a missile, you know, they have all these codes in them. Like, okay, at this moment, in 3 seconds, it's going to have to go here, then it has to go there. So they're changing the clocks on the GPS signals. It's throwing all these planes off. They don't know what to do. And now, if you think about it, if we go into World War III, no one's going anywhere, because there's going to be no GPS available. It's all going to be blocked, and there's going to be no air travel. I mean, it's coming. It's crazy.
Wow. Wow. So what are these psychopaths doing? Obviously not these good little freedom fighters, okay? Again, either people believed it and they're really dumb, so they should never be a part of government, or they're bloodthirsty neocons who are lying the whole time. Which, I don't know which is worse. I don't know which is worse. Like, either way, go away forever. It's done. Your scam is over. Now, the question is are these things going to start happening within the United States of America? I tell you that a Trump victory is imminent, and I tell you a Trump victory is imminent because people are waking up to it. Just like that girl, okay, just like so many other people, just like people in the Bronx who were at the Trump rally, and the examples continue to pour in. We showed you recent polling in New York the other day that had President Trump within 7 points in New York. Think about it. That's a state that he usually loses by 20, that Republicans usually don't come anywhere near, especially much less in single digits. But over the weekend, there was the death of more New York City Police Department officers who should have never died. And this is what happened. This is from President Trump's Truth Social. Biden migrant crime is out of control and it's ravaging America. Last night, two brave NYPD officers doing their job were shot by a monster, illegal immigrant, who came here illegally from Venezuela last year and was living in a taxpayer-funded migrant shelter. Think about it. We funded this guy for over a year, all for him to just kill our people. Remember Biden said, oh, the illegals committed crimes, but what about all the crimes committed by illegals? I don't care. Listen. There will be crime committed in any country by citizens. But that's why we hire police officers, okay? And you hire police officers into, like, the proportion of what crime is. You don't account for, okay, hundreds of thousands of imported psychopathic criminals coming in and the disproportionate rate of them being savage criminals doing things like killing cops, which is not common, by the way. People don't just open fire and try to kill cops. You're very wacky if you're killing a cop. A lot of people in America, the criminals in America, try to, like, get away with things and avoid the cops. These people just go and try to kill the cops. Crooked Joe Biden has trafficked in the worst people from around the world, many with heinous criminal records, and unleashed them into our communities. Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg should be focused on keeping the streets of New York safe, but has insisted on wasting time, money, and energy in engaging in a ridiculous political witch hunt against yours truly. I'm telling you guys, people are waking up to the absolute scam on every single level, both foreign and domestic. The victory is imminent. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Let's go. How we doing?
I mean, come on. We're doing amazing, everybody. I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's a great day today. We are flowing today. It's a great show. And shout out to everybody, you know, who is supporting us and making it another amazing episode. And we really have a great, you know, really great audience growth that we've engaged in and had over the last couple of months. So we're appreciative of that. We thank you for trusting us. You know, with your time to deliver you the news, and we got a great chat going. We're going to do that in a minute. But before I do that, I want to acknowledge some of our great sponsors of the broadcast today who are making all of this possible. And the first sponsor, especially with what's going on with the police officers that I want to tell you about, are our friends over at iTarget Pro. Listen, everybody, head on over to iTargetPro.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. iTarget Pro is a laser firearm home training system. Okay, you're probably saying, what does that mean? It's a laser bullet that's loaded into the chamber of your firearm, and you're able to practice with your firearm into the target or the cubes. Okay, you see them on the screen, examples of them, and it syncs up with the app. It's so easy to use, and you're able to track your accuracy in real time on the app. Okay, and practice with your firearm and in your home. You see police response times right now are at an all-time high. You see ammo costs are rising up to an all-time high again. You see the way they manipulate the supply chain with ammo, you know, especially during the COVID times, it was so hard to get. So guys, hold on to that ammo, okay, and make sure you are training with the iTarget Pro so you can be the sharpest shooter that God intended you to be. iTarget Pro, promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. And if you haven't heard it yet, the reason that we have iTarget Pro as a sponsor is because my own father uses them. He's a former federal air marshal, sharpshooter-based patriot, and, you know, some say the greatest sharpest shooter in the world, or at least one of the. So if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for you. iTargetPro.com, promo code CRISPY. Go get it today. All right. And now, a word from our next sponsor. And they are our friends and over at Sweetamine. How about that, Frankie? Sweetamine. Listen, everybody, go to mysweetamine.com/Mike right now. What are you doing? Okay, do you have any inflammation that's making you feel a little bit off today? Okay, I mean, why? The question is why? Why do you do that to yourself? It's all because of the things that you're not eating, okay? Your body is like a race car. It needs the right fuel, okay? It needs the right things you put into it to unleash your ultimate self, okay? So you need glycine in your diet because that is the natural regulator of inflammation. Aches, pains, bruises, even a lot of underlying other chronic health conditions are caused by inflammation. It is the number one problem that doctors say is ravaging Americans right now. Now, why has it gone up? That's because people are not eating what they used to. Foods have changed, void of nutrients, processed, garbage. You guys need glycine, and that is why you need Sweetamine. Sweetamine is like a sweetener, okay? It's a double whammy. Instead of having these artificial sweeteners, Sweetamine is a sweetener. Coffee, your tea, your lemonade, whatever. And it has glycine in it, 8 grams of glycine. Now, glycine naturally regulates inflammation in your body. So you have it as a sweetener. It'll make your inflammation feel better. You'll feel better overall. It'll lead to better overall health. And you can save big. MySweetamine.com/Mike. $5 off your order. The big containers of it are $19.95. $5 off with your promo code Mike. That is MySweetamine.com/Mike. Let's go, Frankie. How we doing?
We doing. And yeah, your body is like a race car, but also don't have those seed oils because those are actually made for race cars and not for your body.
This is true. This is true. That'd be like you trying to pour some vegetable oil into your car, you know,
into
the gas tank, you know?
Yeah.
So
they basically refined it enough so that the human body doesn't immediately die when it ingests it. It's quite the invention.
Well, yeah, quite the invention. See how based we are on this show. But people still say it's the cigars. I'm not going to go down that path. But you guys know, we love it. We love cigars. So, listen, everybody. I want to thank you all for tuning in. We got a great audience today. And growing. Let's do some shout outs. Bad Moon, great to see you. Dozen seed oils, just keep your joints lubricated. No, Bad Moon, you know that's not true. We got Moustache 49. How you doing? I saw somebody brand new. Listen, when I get the show rolling at the beginning, it's a lot of chats coming in. So I saw, you know, people, I saw people saying they were brand new to the show. And, you know, we want to welcome you. Hold on, sorry.
We want to welcome you guys in.
If you are new, who said I'm the KFC guy?
Log.
Kevin? Oh, Log 23.
It's a very Kevin comment, though.
Well, Log, congratulations. You and Kevin This is continuing on the Mike Crispy. We call it the clinic that I'm putting on for you in summer fashion. Okay, this is the Crispy Clinic for summer fashion, from seersucker to, we call it, white linen. Okay, the clinic that I'm putting on in terms of summer fashion. So we thank you all for that. I actually have one more I'm going to buy to really complete the trifecta of the summer fashion. So people are asking for Lola every day. It's Lola, Lola, Lola. What are we, chop liver? Yesterday was Lola's birthday. Frankie, how old did Lola turn?
It was. She turned 6, and I'm sad about it. Every year that goes by, I cry a little bit, but we're happy.
Oh, be positive, Frankie. Don't smile. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Whoa, nothing's over. Chill.
Well, no, a year of enjoying time with Lola. Okay, that's what happened.
Thank you. That's okay. Dr. Yeah. Seuss, Lola, by the way. It's a Dr. Seuss quote.
Yes, yes. It's actually a Mike Crispy quote. I invented it. Okay. We got people wishing me well on my election today. Yes, listen. So on the ballot, in New Jersey, the delegates, every state elects their delegates differently. New Jersey, the delegates are in a slate under Trump's name on the ballot. So basically, a vote for Trump is a vote for Trump and his delegates. So, because it's picked by the campaign. So, I will be getting as many votes as President Trump gets today in the New Jersey primary, which I think is going to be a record amount. So, I guess we'll say in the future, if I ever do run again for office, who knows, for something else, that Mike Crispy got however many votes Trump gets today, 1 million votes in the New Jersey primary. We're going to say, oh, Mike Crispy got 1 million votes on the ballot in New Jersey back in 2024. but we all know who's to thank, and that is our boy Trump for setting the pace for all of us and really making everything possible. And if you're new to the show, like we do have a lot of new people, you know that President Trump and Mike Crispy are boys now, okay? Just go to the Instagram page. Oh, by the way, the Instagram page is just popping off.
So popping.
Guys, if you have an Instagram, follow Mike Crispy NJ on Instagram, because the Instagram is like ebbs and flows, whether they let my content get out there or not. And right now it's flowing, okay? So go follow us on Instagram. Mike Crispy NJ. I haven't done that in a while. I asked for a social plug. So without further ado, Frankie, somebody says, Maxine Waters looks like a largemouth bass. That's really funny. She does. Just a low IQ, bug-eyed idiot.
Oh, God. That's so good.
Oh, it's so true. Yeah, actually, that is so funny. Because she opens her. When she talks, she's like this. So she's gasping.
It's the fish that's on the wall.
Frankie, can you pull it up? Can you pull it up super quick? Super, super quick. I'm ready to get back into it. She's like, go to that picture really quick. It's like the start. It's like the first frame of the clip. Yeah. Put it there.
Looks like it's going to turn and sing to you.
It looks like a very high IQ. Very high IQ right there. Very high IQ.
Let's rock.
All right, let's get back into it.
Oh, that's great. On in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Tuesday, Tuned Up Tuesday, June 4th. And, it's amazing how yesterday was a big day on Capitol Hill, because a lot of things were said that we already know. Okay, listen, at the end of the day, nobody wants Anthony Fauci to be held more accountable than me. I think that Fauci should do jail time. I think that medical people in the medical community who have degrees, who enabled Fauci's lies that were all predicated on a little thing called money, okay, should also do jail time. And everybody who pushed it recklessly should pay the price as well. Okay, President Trump being found guilty and Fauci being celebrated as a hero, it is a backwards dystopian country that we live in. And let me tell you something, everybody's going to realize one day, and if they don't, they're beyond the pale, how this man, okay, and people who follow and enable this man have led to the deaths and the permanent medical hardships for millions of people in this country. And if you say it was an accident, the misclassification of the Stormy Daniels payment was also an accident then, because people say that the drop down menu, legal expenses, this and that. Obviously, we know that was something tantamount to maybe at the most an $8,000 fine, kind of like what Hillary Clinton had. But what is Anthony Fauci's excuse? This is emails that Anthony Fauci that have come to surface. These are Anthony Fauci being informed that hydroxychloroquine was effectively being used to treat COVID-19 in March 2020 in other countries, namely China. But he continued to publicly criticize the drug. according to these newly released emails. And you know that the reason for this was because he was on the take. We have a system where the medical community who work for the government in the form of the bureaucrats, that they are able to make money on like their patents and the things they do with the drug companies. So the drug companies essentially are bankrolling in perpetuity the pharma companies, them to the tune of millions of dollars. So of course, safe and effective and cheap and generic drugs that solve COVID aren't going to be taken seriously, and thus they're going to lock you down. They're going to make you wear masks. They're going to force a vaccination. They're going to have a COVID death counter. It's all going to be a lie to manipulate the election and permanently inflate the dollar and ravage the economy in an irreversible form. I mean, these are little crimes. These are literal crimes against humanity in which Fauci and everybody who enabled it should go to jail, and somebody needs to pay the consequence, so this can never happen again. Now, Fauci, again, like I said, was on Capitol Hill yesterday, and he was under oath and he was giving testimony, and it's just disgusting the things that we learned about him. And again, Democrats have proven that they know no depths. They will try to put Donald Trump in jail. So I think that at the very least, every single Republican should rally together to throw not only Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and all these other Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, not only have these people pay retribution, but so important, have Fauci pay retribution as well. Frankie, roll this moment from the hearing yesterday.
Mask mandates for children under five, there's scientific evidence supporting that.
There was no study that did masks on kids before. You couldn't do the study. You had to respond to an epidemic that was killing 4,000 to 5,000 Americans per
vaccine
day.
Mandates for employees, vaccine mandates for students, vaccine mandates for military.
Vaccines save lives. It is very, very clear that vaccines have saved hundreds of thousands of Americans and millions.
I'm not debating. We're talking about
worldwide.
The COVID-19. Did or do the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccines, stop anyone from getting COVID?
I answered that question to the chairman. Early on, it became clear that...
They did?
No, actually, no. In the beginning, it clearly prevented infection in a certain percentage of people, but the durability of its ability...
The durability, and it didn't last, and, you know, you had to, go and get the vaccine and get the triple booster, otherwise the first one wouldn't work, and it's all garbage. And then also the worst of the worst is how what he admitted about the mess. Listen, here is my stance, okay? If you, without any evidence, push putting masks on children to permanently stifle their development and learning and basically torture them all day in school, jail and death penalty, period. Yes, Frank.
This guy's talking like the government gave everyone a new roof and the roofs aren't working. You know, the durability wasn't great. There's some leaks. You injected the entire population with an unknown vaccine that didn't help. It hurt everyone. What? Durability?
It is so disheartening. It is so disheartening the way they brush it off now. And also not the fact that people in this country on the left are still not as enraged as they should be. Like, listen, Republicans were upset. We show up at the school board meetings. We advocate for medical freedom. I'm part of those groups in New Jersey, the grassroots groups. But it's a shame that the globalists can literally run every single scam and scheme and literally go right for your kids, right for your kids' ability to breathe oxygen and learn and have a normal life. They could literally do it to your bodily autonomy and force you to get this, you know, experimental drug, okay? It's not a vaccine. It's an experimental drug into your arm. And people still don't wake up enough. Now, they tried to make Fauci seem like a sympathetic figure on the Hill yesterday. This is the efforts of the Democrats. And again, it's such a shame that these people are in our elected office because they are proving that they care more about preserving the Washington bureaucracy than they do about their own constituents. And I guess if their own constituents are too stupid and too manipulated by the press to see the light, why wouldn't they do it? Why wouldn't they do it, okay? Democrat Party, modern day plantation, literally being led to their own slaughter. Listen to the way the Democrat politicians make Fauci, who, again, we have showed you dead to rights every single way, push things that were unverified, that harmed children, ignored generic ways to treat COVID, to be one of the main catalysts and enablers of the downfall of this country. Again, America was pulled into a pit of hell that we're still not out from under. Just ask small business owners, ask people in major cities, ask people who own homes in other states where the rates were jacked up through the roof because of displacement from major cities and COVID. They literally destroyed housing markets all over the country because of what they did with this. A sympathetic figure, really, but they'll continue doing it. These people who protect Fauci right now are the worst. Roll, Frankie.
I think the American public should listen to America's brightest and best doctors and scientists, or instead listen to podcasters, conspiracy theorists, and unhinged Facebook memes?
No, listening to people who you just described is going to do nothing but harm people, because they will deprive themselves of life-saving interventions, which has happened. And you know, some have done studies. Peter Hotez has done an analysis of this and shows that in people who refuse to get vaccinated for any variety of reasons, probably responsible for an additional 200,000 to 300,000 deaths in this country.
Thank you, sir, and your entire team for saving lives in this country. And I'm sorry you have to continue going on with these
attacks.
Okay,
there you go. So they continue to paint him as a sympathetic figure. Oh, Fauci over here, you got to listen to him over the people that were genuinely giving information, not making any profit on it. Okay, the people who did hours and hours of painstaking research, and they dismiss them as crackpot podcasters. No, these are literal doctors, okay? Literal doctors who weren't on the take, who were delivering the truth. But that also didn't stop them from pushing the narrative that Fauci, that they want him dead, and there's death threats. And you know what the funny thing is? They always push us. We're insurrectionists. We try to kill people against us. No, the Democrats are the only people who call and push for direct violence. Here is them continuing the lies. Frankie, roll the clip.
So,
as well.
Dr. Fauci, can you please share with us the nature of the threats you have received since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, there have been everything from harassments by emails, texts, letters of myself, my wife, my three daughters. There have been credible death threats leading to the arrests of two individuals. And credible death threats mean someone who clearly was on their way to kill me. And it's required my having protective services essentially all the time. It is very troublesome to me. It is much more troublesome because they've involved my wife and my three daughters.
At these moments, how do you feel? Keep your mic on.
Terrible.
Do you continue to receive threats today?
Yes, I do. Every time someone gets up and says I'm responsible for the death of people throughout the world, the death threats go up.
Keep your mic on. Yeah, make sure this fake staged moment is done perfectly. Disgusting. I have no sympathy. I have no sympathy. Zero. People should be angry with Fauci. Now, again, I don't call for death. I don't condone death threats. But you know what I do condone? I condone Democrat politicians who enable and create a sympathizing figure out of a man who is very much directly responsible for the deaths and the hardships and the permanent learning loss and the permanent paralysis and disability and financial ruin of millions of people in this country. The worst of the worst. A career bureaucrat who made a deal with the devil. You saw the emails of him ignoring these things. You saw who he was behind closed doors. And again, the government, right and left, Democrat, Republican, everyone should be coming together against this man and against the community, creating substantial and permanent reforms so something like this never happens again. Never again. They should totally disband the NIH and the health departments. They should break it up into 2 million pieces and rebuild it again and say that if you're a government doctor doing this, you can't make money on the patents, you can't do this, you can't do that. Big pharma can't advertise. They need a total overhaul of the system in this country so something like this never happens again, but they don't seem interested in doing that. They just seem interested in protecting their own, the man who is working for the same person that those politicians are working for, and that is the big pharma lobbyist donor special interest. But it's not just Fauci, it's foreign heads of state, like Justin Trudeau. Now that guy said before, oh, we're gonna believe the right-wing podcasters and we're gonna believe these, you know, right-wing radicals over the medical experts and the people. Here you go. Here are your quote-unquote very serious experts. This is Trudeau, roll this, Frank.
I'll never forget how I felt back in December of 2020 when I heard that the first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines had landed in Canada. We were able to procure enough shots for Canadians to get vaccinated, but at the same time, we really should be developing and manufacturing our own supply for Canadians. Now, you probably know that insulin was invented here in Canada. Well, I'm at the Sanofi manufacturing site in North York, Ontario, and it was on this site that insulin was first mass-produced for Canada and beyond. With our investment, Sanofi is creating the largest biomanufacturing facility in Canada, right here. This facility means that Sanofi can produce a lot more life-saving vaccines like flu and booster shots faster. And it means they can scale up research and development of new shots, because we want the next vaccine the world will need to be produced right here in Canada.
Okay, they're making vaccines in Canada. Socialist Justin Trudeau. That's the people you should be listening to. People who do that. These are the people. Okay, I just think, like, you know, mental illness shows itself in many forms. Those are the people you should listen to for aspects of your health. These are them. Roll, Frankie. Yeah, really serious, mentally stable people there. Raising the flag of, that doesn't look like a Canadian flag. Listen, Canadian flag is like a red flag with a leaf on it, right? Okay, that looks like the flag of some twisted, perverted, it's not even like the pride flag, that's like the pride BLM, Ukraine, pro-COVID vaccine, like it's got a random circle in it. Like, it's like, what is that flag? Like, what is that flag? Okay. So it's literally the flag of mental illness. Let me sum it up for you. So I'm not going to take any medical advice from those people, nor should you. Fauci must pay the price. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
It was like that whole block was just comedy sketch for us. This is real life.
Comedy. It is real life, Frankie. It is real life, even though it is so hard to believe. And I want to thank you all for tuning in, because it's so hard to believe how amazing you all are. How about that? We tune into the show every single day. So, guys, make sure you're rumbling this video. Make sure you guys are sharing this stream. It is summertime in New York and New Jersey, and that is why yours truly is wearing this nice summer attire. And that is why Frankie is looking good in his, you know, summer golfing outfit as well. Look at that guy. Let's go. So listen, everybody, we thank you all for tuning in. We thank you guys for watching. We thank you for the 100,000 viewers on Last Call. You guys know Last Call, our night show. We had our record viewership this past week, 100,000 viewers on Last Call. That is unbelievable.
Crazy.
So thank you all very much for that. Just know we're just getting started on, that's our weekly late night show that we do in our nice, big, beautiful studio that we have. And we're appreciative. So guys, we thank you all very much. We thank you for supporting our sponsors. And our next sponsor of this show today are our friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Listen, everybody, here is the deal. You see what they're doing to the paper dollar right now. They are running the paper dollar into the ground. They're doing it intentionally because hyperinflation is beneficial for those who were in control. Think about it for a minute. They manipulate the markets. They manipulate the currency. They always seem to be fine. And it's good, hardworking people who have all their assets in 401ks tied up in the dollar who pay the price, because they rob you in real time. Inflation is the hidden tax. It is the robbery of wealth from generation to the next. So how do you combat against that? Well, you need to diversify your assets in gold. That is why we recommend Genesis Gold Group. Genesis Gold Group is the official gold company of Mike Lindell. And you know that Mike Lindell only puts his name on the best. He only puts his name on the best products, working with the best people. The guy's track record and reputation speaks for itself. So everybody, go to Genesis Gold Group's website. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. Goldwithcrispy.com right now. And fill out the form. And a member of their team, they got a great team, faith-based patriots, will get in touch with you today and explain everything in a very transparent way, transparent pricing model, transparent everything. They really are top-notch. They will explain how to get your investments diversified, I'm not saying put it all in one, but diversify in gold today. So that is goldwithcrispy.com. Be like Mike Lindell. Be like Mike Crispy. Be like all these amazing base patriots, okay, who are protecting themselves from the globalist financial crashing plan. Let's go. All right. And Frankie, how about our next sponsor? And our next sponsor of this program are our friends and over at Done With Debt. Listen, everybody, they're called debt traps. And if you don't get out from under it now, well, the debt trap will consume you and swallow you whole. Here's the thing. It's not your fault. You didn't jack up the interest rates. You didn't do all this crazy inflation. Okay, these people are going to come after you hard, and they will seek to ruin you financially. That is why Done With Debt is helping so many people right now, and that's why you need to get in touch with them today if you're dealing with any type of debt problems. First thing they do is they stand between you and your bill collectors, acting like some muscle, a bodyguard, a bouncer, a shield, okay? Then they have a consultation with you, and they work with you through your unique problems, and they deliver a strategy, a consultative strategy, and have a solution for you to be able to get yourself back on the right financial track. But a lot of these solutions are time sensitive, so you need to get in touch with them right now. I'm talking like today. Okay, if you're having any problems, that is donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com right now, and tell them LFA TV sent ya. All right, Frankie, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing. I was going to make an Alex Jones joke with the debt, but it's too soon. Too soon.
Well, yeah, so maybe he could nail the Done With Debt will send bodyguards to Alex Jones' studio.
There you go.
And prevent them from seizing the assets. Shout out to Alex Jones. We hope Alex Jones is doing all right. Alex Jones had Victor Boot on his show
Incredible.
Yesterday, by the
Legend.
Way, which was probably one of the most based moments that I've ever seen in podcasting ever, okay? So Victor Boot, you know, if you guys remember who that is, he was the one who Russia traded Brittany Griner for
the man,
prisoner swap.
A man for a man.
And they call him the merchant of death. He's like this man for a man. He's like this international arms dealer. Anyway, he was on Alex Jones' show. And I'm just like, is this real?
I bet you if Brittany Griner was actually a woman, they wouldn't have even traded her because Putin was probably like, I'll show the DNA test. If you don't give us Victor back. It's probably what happened.
Listen, Putin would have gotten a lot of new supporters if he forced the DNA test of Brittany Griner while she was in Russian prison and showed the world, you know, the scam of the WNBA. The WNBA would come crashing down.
Fact.
And all five people who watched would be crying, but everybody else would be happy. We got Jersey turning red today. We got a lot of New Jersey people in the house. You guys know me, love me. If you're a New Jersey person, New Jersey's turning red today. Let's go. Make sure you guys vote today. If you live in New Jersey, today's election day. As soon as I'm done here, I will be going back home and voting. So make sure you guys go vote. And we appreciate you all very much over there, Rainbow. I'm over there, Rainbow, too. It's ridiculous. It's fake. Go make sure you guys, Trudeau is Castro's son, and he's carrying out everything his father did to Cuba. Very true. When will Mike promise to rip the face off legally of any delegate who is trying to sabotage President Trump at the RNC convention? Yes.
Oh, yes.
As a matter of fact, I urge you all to go to my X account, Twitter account, and my Instagram, where I posted a statement on the effort that I am leading within the state of New Jersey, okay, to hold all the New Jersey delegates accountable. No other delegate is doing that right now at all, okay? And a lot of the delegates are right now that are Trump delegates are endorsing against President Trump's endorsed Senate candidate in New Jersey. That's disgraceful. We owe it to President Trump full loyalty. And so I don't care if they don't like me, I'm gonna be holding the delegates in New Jersey accountable. You guys know that. So let's go. Shore Patriots is Avalon, New Jersey here, going to vote in an hour. I love Avalon, New Jersey. It's a beautiful place. So we love Avalon, New Jersey. One of the most beautiful places at the Jersey Shore. I'm a big fan. Okay, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
I love it. I see you, Sly 57's got some freezing problems. I got a cure on the Rumble freezing, by the way, okay? If you go to that,
Dr. Frankie.
Yeah, listen to this.
Dr. Frankie. Yeah, all right.
You're going to let me? Okay. Sorry. The gear icon under, you know, when you're watching the video, there's a little gear icon next to the live button. You click that gear icon, it shows you the quality you want to watch at. Now, if you want no freezing, because Rumble's still working, you go to 1920 by 1080, 4.5 megabytes. It's the second to the most high quality. Watch the second highest quality. No freezing should happen. And then, you know, That's what we've been seeing on Rumble recently. The highest quality for some reason for everyone's shows just has been a little in and out. So Gear Icon, 1920 by 1080, 4.5. That's your golden ticket. All right, we're on in. 5, 4.
Wow, wow. Dr. Frankie. All right, let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. And it's unfortunate in this country right now, we are living under a regime that is not interested in law and they're not interested in order. Now, it's amazing how it always seems like criminals are getting out with no bail. And that is obviously left-wing Soros-backed DAs who are not interested in prosecuting any cases. As a matter of fact, they're interested in bumping down violent criminals. And they're always interested in protecting people who are enabling the leftist agenda. Time and time again, we see people who do things such as block roads for BLM. They cause chaos. They burn down cities. They commit violent crimes. They do robberies. They do literally even murder. And the left-wing prosecutors in the cities always seem to let them go. But whenever somebody, okay, is acting and exercising their rights in a much more peaceful and orderly way, even in a 1/100th of the fashion of a demonstration, it seems like the left-wingers are intent on throwing the book at them. Now, we saw the highest and most egregious example of lawfare, and it was purported against President Trump over the last couple of days. But there's examples of this happening. There have been for years, and there are continuing to happen to this very day. This is a story that comes to us out of Washington, D.C. Frank, you could put this on the screen here. Another elderly pro-life activist was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Paulette Harlow, an elderly woman with a debilitating medical condition, was sentenced to 24 months in jail. She was convicted last November of participating in a pro-life blockade of a Washington, D.C. abortion center in the year of 2020. Now, you tell me, 2 years in prison for an elderly woman who had never committed a crime in her life, not for blocking a road, okay, where major medical assistance needed to get through or people needed to get on their flights, but for blocking the access and the entryway to an abortion clinic. Okay, now, here is what would have happened if it was the shoe being on the other foot. The police would have showed up. The police would have been afraid to touch the demonstrator. They would have let them go for hours and hours and hours and hours. And then eventually they would have moved them out and they would have maybe given them like a $50 ticket, okay? That's what they would have done. And they would have said, oh, sorry, got to chalk it up. It's free speech. It is what it is. We can't offend anybody. We got to let it go. But when it's in D.C., a jurisdiction like Washington, D.C., and it's for a conservative cause like the pro-life movement, they throw the book at this woman, elderly woman, and give her 2 years. Now, these violent left-wing criminals, okay, they go and commit crimes 10, 15 times and get no time, nothing, they keep getting let out. But she gets 2 years in prison. It's disgusting. There is a two-tiered system in this country, and there is no such thing as two-tier. You know what two-tier means? That means it's called banana republic at this point. Banana republic, the thing is gone. It is so disgusting. It's so disgusting. And let me tell you something like this. People are afraid now to stop crime from happening. Remember the Transfesto story? Little update here. We'll do some more reporting on this. But the trans school shooter, Audrey Hale, you guys remember, shared fantasies of killing family and children with therapists who failed to report the matters to law enforcement. Failed to report it. Why? Oh, because in our country, we have enabled left-wing psychopaths, and we have basically created a culture where you can't offend people or you can't look like you're going after people. So this therapist, you know, who clearly was getting information where people's lives were in danger, as a therapist, you need to report that. That is your duty, that is your obligation. But because of the woke culture, but because of the protecting of psychopaths like the trans community, they didn't report it because they were afraid of getting looked like they're discriminatory. They go and shoot up a Christian school in a direct hate crime, and nobody is talking about it. Nobody is saying this is a targeted attack. Nobody's saying stop Christian hate. Nobody's saying about this therapist that we need to reform the medical community and affirm that they don't have to worry about left-wing mobs coming after them for basically reporting to authorities the jeopardy of health of people. Oh, because the patient's transgender, you can't do that because it's going to look offensive. This is a lawless and orderless society. It needs to change fundamentally. It's unbelievable. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to end the show with a very bizarre turn of events in Mexico. Do not go anywhere.
Bizarre indeed, Mike.
Bizarre indeed, everybody. Bizarre indeed. Well, listen, everybody, I need you all right now as we are looking to wrap up this show today. Two, if you like what you're seeing, to go contribute to LFA TV. Donate to our, donate to our amazing network, okay? Donate to our amazing network today because we need to stay on the air through Election Day. We only stay on the air through Election Day if not only you support our sponsors, but if great patriots like you financially support what we are doing, okay? So please support LFA TV by considering making a donation today, okay, to this amazing network, okay? Please consider doing that, and it will be very, very helpful, okay? So we appreciate that. We thank you all very much, and we thank you for supporting this broadcast. All right. And without further ado, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
I love it. We are on it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, I want to end the show on a very interesting note here. There was an election that occurred over the last 24 hours in Mexico, okay, in their presidential election. And this is what happened. Frankie, roll it. So you see this woman. Okay, Viva Mexico. Now, one little problem. She said Viva Mexico, but she didn't say Viva Cartels and Viva the Globalists, because this is very clearly a weird circumstance. This woman is an avowed socialist. She was running in a year where 37 politicians who were vying for varying ranges of office in Mexico were killed, assassinated by the cartel. Now, what is the cartel doing right now? The cartel is working hand in hand with the Biden regime. Okay, obviously to do the trafficking of humans with the southern border being open. And so anybody at this point knows, who's looking very clearly, that the cartel is in control of Mexico big time. They killed a record 37 politicians who were seeking various offices in the election that was held. Think about it. They spoke against the cartel. Boom, killed. This woman, okay, left-wing radical socialist, comes out of nowhere. She's also Jewish, okay? She's a Jewish lady. There are no indicators that this woman came from any type. She wasn't anything, you know, any type of immense popularity. She wasn't like a revered figure. She's a socialist wacko. And she gets elected president. She obviously is in bed with the cartels because they kill whoever they want and they let people like this win, who have zero identity in common with the average Mexican people, pushing socialist ideas. Clearly the cartel has more money and influence and power than they ever have, because they killed a record amount of people and they put somebody in office and everyone's like, how the hell did this woman become the president? How'd you elect a radical socialist to be the president of Mexico that is not aligned in any way with the Mexican people? She gets elected. Very bizarre turn of events. Very bizarre turn of events. I think it actually shows you, Frankie, that the cartels made so much ungodly sums of money in the last couple of years in coordination with the Biden regime that they now are able to influence the elections and tilt them in ways that they didn't even have the ability to do beforehand. Do you see how Biden's policies are leading to destruction all around the world? It is unbelievable. All right, guys, that's about all the time that we have in the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first, we keep it bold, we always keep it unafraid, and you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.